The national debate over illegal immigration is playing out in the trendy ski resorts of the Colorado Rockies. Towns such as Vail, Aspen, and Steamboat Springs have become dependent on immigrant labor for service jobs. Locals say that native-born Americans won't take the entry-level jobs. Critics say that's because immigrant labor has unfairly driven down wages. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Sandra crosses herself in front of a 3D Jesus on the wall of her apartment and zips up her corduroy coat as she rushes out the door to catch the 7 o'clock bus to Vail. She overslept, so she walks quickly in the fresh snow. Snowflakes collect on the thick braid that falls down her back. By 8 o'clock, she needs to be at the prep table in the restaurant where she works, cutting carrots and potatoes and stirring marinara sauce.
Venía yo a trabajar para sacar adelante a mi hijo, tener algo en México.
Every month, she says, she tries to send home $500 to her mother and six-year-old son, whom she has not seen in 3 years. It's to buy him books and school supplies so he can get beyond the sixth-grade education that Sandra has. She takes a seat on the bus, rubs a hole in the fogged window, and stares out at the frozen landscape that's so different from the green-skirted volcanoes that surround her home in the Valley of Mexico. But don't feel sorry for Sandra. She considers herself one of the lucky ones. As an undocumented alien, she earns $11 an hour. Admittedly, the cost of living is high in Vail, but she shares a nice three-bedroom apartment with her brother and five others. She's saving money for English classes, and La Migra never comes around Vail, so she doesn't worry about deportation. Sandra is part of the invisible workforce that underpins the mountain resort towns. 20 years ago, native-born ski bums flipped burgers and scrubbed toilets, anything to get a lift ticket. But times have changed. Towns like Vail and Aspen have become polarized between the leisure class and the working class. With many immigrant workers making from $8 to $10 an hour, everything is expensive, says Tom Zeman, head of Catholic Charities.
Rents, for instance, in the Vail area will easily cost $1,700-$1,800 for a two-bedroom. And we're not talking a fancy two-bedroom, just a basic two-bedroom. So it's pretty difficult in terms of the housing predicaments.
But even with the prohibitive cost of living in the ski valleys, immigrants from developing countries are eager to take the menial jobs and accept the living conditions. The numbers tell the story. In Eagle County, where Vail is located, the population of Hispanics has tripled in the past decade.
This county is dependent on immigrant labor. It's a quarter of our population. The demand for labor exceeds what we can supply.
Arn Minconi is an Eagle County commissioner in Avon, not far from Vail. In the summer of 2001, Minconi and other officials from the resort region went to Washington to lobby the U.S. Labor Department for a guest worker program. In many aspects, it resembled the one proposed by the president last month. Willing workers would be matched with willing employers. Under three-year work visas, the immigrant workers would enjoy the same protections as U.S. workers. Minconi says the initiative, which was derailed by 9/11, was an attempt to bring illegal laborers out of the shadows.
People are afraid to drive, afraid to go to the hospital, afraid to tell the police or sheriff of some kind of abuse that's taking place because they're afraid that they would be deported, and yet at the same time, they're providing benefits for our community.
No one disputes their contribution, but do foreign workers take away jobs from native-born Americans here in ski country? Tomas Reyes is director of housekeeping at East West Resorts, which manages condominiums here in the valley. His executive housekeeper is Eva Landreth.
Not many people from the United States, they want to apply for these kind of jobs, like, you know, housekeeping departments, cleaning. It's very hard jobs.
We will hire Anglos, and we always interview whoever applies. But most of the time, the work is just simply too hard. They're not used to working that hard, and they last a couple weeks. I've had them in my office crying with their little fingers red, and I've never had anybody from Mexico come crying because the work was too hard.
Salsa music on a portable stereo relieves some of the drudgery down here in the basement laundry room where Virginia Canales works. All day, she stuffs towels and bed linen into industrial washers, then lugs them to the dryers, then folds them, then starts over. The 24-year-old from Mexico City works for East West Resorts under a temporary visa.
Es muy raro ver a un americano ver limpiando los baños.
It's very rare to see an American cleaning bathrooms and making beds for $9 an hour, but we'll do it because we need the opportunity.
My name is Mike McGarry. I work as a maintenance worker doing the so-called work Americans won't do. I'm a spokesman for the Colorado Alliance for Immigration Reform.
Mike McGarry, who lives in Aspen, complains not only has he lost work to immigrant laborers who undercut him, but on a community level, he says the newcomers don't assimilate or even ski.
But our alpine culture is not being replenished with the kinds of people that made this place the way it was and the way it needs to continue to be. They're not interested in that. I mean, matter of fact, they're not interested by and large. I never see these guys anywhere doing anything except pounding a couple of jobs a day and then living in trailers of up to 15.
Representative Tom Tancredo, a Republican from Central Colorado, blames the surging population of foreign workers on the government for not doing a better job enforcing immigration laws and on employers. Tancredo is the most outspoken advocate for immigration control in Congress.
I think I even remember a ski industry before we had massive immigration of illegal people into the country. Somehow, some fluke, some bizarre anomaly must have occurred that allowed them to actually create an industry, hire people, even when there were no illegal immigrants available to do the job. Somehow it happened, and it would still. You'd have to pay more. That's all there is to it.
Vail Resorts is a big publicly traded corporation that employs 14,000 people. Like employers across America, Vail Resorts has a hard time filling low-level jobs such as maids to clean hotels like this one, a luxury alpine lodge at the base of a popular ski slope. Under federal labor laws, once a company has proven that it has tried but failed to hire employees domestically, it is allowed to import foreign workers on temporary work visas called H-2Bs. Rick Smith, Vice President of Human Resources for Vail Resorts, says about 10% of his workforce are H-2Bs. None of his employees are, to his knowledge, illegal. Smith was presented with Tom Tancredo's challenge. Why not simply pay more to get native-born workers?
Just like any company, why would you pay more if you're still getting the good qualified folks?
There is truth to the assertion that these entry-level jobs throughout the ski valleys are jobs that Americans will not take. On closer inspection, why would they?
Your basic American isn't going to do it. It's not because he's lazy, but because he's got alternatives. He can do something other than make $6.50 an hour and work in a place where he has no rights, no future. That is not the American dream. People are not subscribing to that. They're doing almost anything to avoid that sort of workplace environment.
Mick Ireland is an Aspen attorney and a county commissioner. When he arrived in Aspen 25 years ago, he says he was a ski bum, washing dishes and driving a city bus to get by.
One of the ironies of my own life story is that if I came here now and I was 30 years old and I tried to get some of the entry-level jobs I had then, I probably wouldn't be hired. Mostly because why hire somebody who's going to go to the Fair Employment Commission or take you to court if he feels he's mistreated? Why take the chance? Why not have the more docile, subservient immigrant worker who's not going to give you any trouble?
Indeed. Listen to Sandra, who we met at the beginning of this piece, and her friend Francisca. Both are illegal, both Mexican, and both work in the kitchen of a popular Vail restaurant.
Porque un americano no va a hacer lo que hacemos nosotros. Bueno, sí lo hace, a lo mejor sí lo hace, pero por ese precio no.
Because an American won't do what we do, not for what they pay us. Our boss contracted three Brazilians on temporary visas, but she wouldn't pay them what she promised. Even they quit after 3 days. And how long have we tolerated these conditions? 6 months now?
Eso no es quitarle el trabajo a nadie, en aparte no venimos a quitarle a nada a nadie.
We're not taking work from anybody. We're not doing anything bad. We don't look for trouble. Actually, we're very submissive people. For instance, I never complain because if I don't do something, they can always throw me onto the street.
There is increasing evidence that the surfeit of recent Latino immigrants drives down wages and unskilled jobs to the detriment of domestic workers, notably African Americans, high school dropouts, and earlier immigrants. This comes from a nationwide survey released last year by the UCLA Chicano Studies Research Center and a 7-year-old report from the National Academy of Sciences. With 5.6% unemployment, why aren't people complaining more loudly? Because cheap immigrant labor helps keep consumer prices low. Frank Dahl, a native of the Eagle River Valley, sits in a Denny's and offers a lesson in Labor Economics 101.
The price of the merchandise is directly tied to what it costs to produce it. So you can have it either way you want it. I don't know what this cup of coffee is costing us, but if they increase all the employees they have here by, say, a dollar or two an hour, then this coffee is going to go up accordingly. And I'm going to have to pay more.
The waitress pouring the coffee is a friendly, dark-haired young woman whose name tag reads Bianca. She's from Romania, and she's here on a temporary work visa. In order to survive and send money home, Bianca says she works two jobs.
You work this job at Denny's and where else?
Walmart. I'm cashier at Walmart.
You're cashier at Walmart, too.
Yes, I am. So I work full-time over there and almost full-time over here.
So how many hours a day do you work?
Like 15.
American employers are hooked on cheap immigrant labor, both legal and illegal. But a longtime housekeeping supervisor in Vail offers a cautionary word to the backers of a new guest worker program. She says back in 1986, when immigration reform granted amnesty to more than 2 million undocumented immigrants, guess what was the first thing her Mexican hotel maids did when they got their papers? Many quit their jobs and looked for better ones. And what did the employer do? Rather than raise salaries, she replaced them with new immigrants who were, as she said, hungrier for the work. John Burnett, NPR News.